the Faith Shaping Podcast for the week of May 14th, 2006, sharing faith journeys through authentic Christian living. Welcome to another edition of the Faith Shaping Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Nolte, and I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to check out my podcast. I'm still working to get back into the swing of things. I hope you were able to catch last week's episode. Sorry that it was a little late getting published. Just took me a little bit to get back into things and figure out how to get the podcast put together. There's a lot of steps that go into putting together a podcast with just planning and then post-production. And after not doing it for a month, I kind of got a little rusty, I realized. This week, I'm doing a special edition of the podcast in honor of Mother's Day. And more specifically, in honor of my mother. As I was thinking about the topic of Mother's Day, I was reminded of the passage in Scripture that talks about love. And I really, really resonated with relating that passage with just a mother's love. And even more specifically, my mom's love. And that passage is 13:4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And I picked out a few of those items in that passage, I could go into each one and probably go on and on and just talk about just how my mom has shown those aspects of love to myself and those in my family, my brothers and sister. And I just want to start it out by just talking about patience and just the amazing amount of patience that my mom has shown everybody in our family through all of the ups and downs in life. And, you know, there was a time, even in my growing up, when my mom just had to have a lot of patience with me and just me going through struggles with school. And this was there was a time when I was a new Christian and I was really trying to figure out myself and what God would have me to do. And I was having a hard time. And through all that, my mom, she loved me. She cared so much for me, and she was there for me to just love me through that time. And she was patient with me, and knew that God was working, and that He had a plan, and she trusted in that, you know, and that's an aspect of that love always trusts. And through all of the ups and downs that I've had in my life and my brothers or my sister have had in her life back longer ago, you know, my brother Kyle was on it was the last day of school and he was on his way back to school to get something that he had forgotten there. And that day he was hit by a car, him and his friend. And, you know, the ambulance came and, you know, there was just a big thing. I mean, he was okay, except for he had broken his femur and broken legs in different places, and ended up having to be in an almost full, you know, up to the, you know, chest body cast for an entire summer. And I just remember my mom's patience and love for my brother. I mean, that was just such a hard time, because it's like, I mean, if you can imagine being in that, just having a cast on your arm for, you know, a summer when it's hot and it gets sticky, but being in a full body cast and having to deal with all that, you know, my mom was just, man, she was just a trooper and just hung in there and cared for my brother. And, you know, I mean, it's just amazing how patient she has been through all the things that we've dealt with in our family and just growing up as kids. And that's just, it leads me into the next step too, about just how love is kind and it's not self-seeking. And that's totally my mom. She has just a wonderful heart and love for people. And she is willing to drop everything that she's doing and give of herself when people ask. And, you know, in a way, I kind of think that, you know, maybe that's where I kind of get some of my desire to just help people from. It's from my mom's leading and example growing up. Just so many times, so she was just willing to step in and do Sunday school and help with, you know, just things at church with potlucks and children's programming and, you know, all kinds of different things. And then just the love that she shows, and the kindness she shows to the students that she works with on a day-to-day basis at her job at the elementary school. I mean, some of these kids have just terrible homes, and she is just all about just showing them love and kindness that, you know, maybe they aren't experiencing at home. And I'm so thankful for the kind of example that my mom has been to me growing up. And, you know, even through that, you know, it amazes me today that the relationship that I have with my mom has just deepened as we've had an opportunity to talk about things, about life, and how she just continues to support me in the things that I do. And she's really always looking out for me. You know, she's praying for me. You know, I mean, that's one of the big things, you know. The one of the others is that love always protects. And, you know, my mom is just always there. She wants the best for us kids. And she is always just praying and asking others to pray for us and willing to just do what it takes to keep us safe. And when we're down and we experience things, and, you know, I had a terrible relationship back here a while ago, and, you know, my mom was right there, and, you know, she was praying for me, and she did not want to see me go through that again, you know. And that's like, even now in this new relationship that I'm in, there was so many red flags, and I didn't share it with my parents right away, because I knew that my mom wanted to protect me, and she would be very concerned about what I was doing. And, you know, she's just that kind of mom, one that is always willing to put herself first and protect. And that's where, too, just kind of like the other aspect of love always hopes. She is just always, I mean, even there again with prayer, she just is so confident in just God answering prayer and having hopes for us as kids and wanting to see us be happy and you know, have God meet the desires that we have and God be leading us. And she continues, even when there are times when, you know, we're maybe not doing what God wants us to do. And, you know, I think about my brothers sometimes, and they can be a little frustrating at times because they just make poor decisions. Yet at the same time, my mom just continues to love them and has hope that, you know, that God will be working in their heart and be guiding them, even in spite of their bad decisions, that, you know, in the end, it'll all work out, and that they'll be happy, and that they'll be finding where they're supposed to be, and, you know, and have, you know, having families or jobs or whatever God has for them. For us, she just has that hope. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, this kind of leads into to the other aspect of how love always perseveres, and I think about just this relationship that I have and the times that I've talked to my mom about our relationship, about my relationship, and just, you know, things that we talk about, things that, you know, Vanessa and I talk about, and just kind of where we're at with our relationship. My mom is always there supporting me 100%, supporting us in prayer and in word and just love and not in word, but in thoughts and love. And, you know, she is just got such a confidence and trust about her in God and what he can do. And I just admire that so much to see that in my mom. And, you know, even as I think about, you know, this podcast and, you know, kind of honoring my mother in this way, you know, I mean, one thing I kind of feel bad about is not being able to get down to visit her and, you know, celebrate this day with her today. Just circumstances haven't made it possible for me to do that this weekend. I did call her and talk to her a little bit, but even there, you know, all I did was wish her a happy Mother's Day. And I know that she listens to this podcast, and I hope that, you know, in a small way, this can really show her how much I care about her and how much I appreciate just the influence she's had on my life and how there's so many things about her that I have desired to model my life after, just in how she is so kind and loving to people and always willing to give of herself and willing to give up things for myself and my brothers and sister. And I mean, there's an aspect too that I just truly hope that, you know, my siblings would see that too, and that they would see just the love that my mom has for us, and that they would appreciate her for that. And, you know, I think this podcast is probably going to be a little short this week, but I think part of it is, you know, as I kind of talk about this stuff, I kind of get a little teary eyed because, you know, I think about just how much my mom has supported me in all aspects of my life and just the paths that I've taken and, you know, just the decisions I've made and, you know, my desire to be following God in everything that I do, that desire that comes from God, and that comes from, you know, my mom's example, my mom's prayers for me and support. And I just thank God so much for giving me a mother that, you know, from the day I was born, did not give up on me and just was always there to see me succeed in everything that I do. And I'm just so thankful for that. And I just want to thank God for that. And, you know, this is something that I don't necessarily do very, or actually haven't ever done on the podcast. And that's close the time in some prayer. And I just want to do that and just raise up a prayer today for my mom and for all mothers today. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you so much for my mother and the life that she lives, a life that is pleasing to you, and that she just has such a great love for her children, and that she can live a life that's an example to us that we can desire to be like. And Lord, I also just pray for all mothers today that you would bless them immensely for just all of the time and all of the love that they have shown their families. And there are days when they're not appreciated, Lord. And I just pray that you would be there to comfort them and show them that you're there, that you do love and appreciate all that they do for their families. And I just lift them up to you right now. And thank you once again for the gift of mothers and the gift of my mom. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to just listen to this short podcast. I know it wasn't very long. It's probably one of my shortest yet. If you have not thanked your mother for all the support she's given you and all that she's done in your life, I just encourage you to do that. You know, even if your mother, you know, maybe you don't have a very good relationship with your mother right now. I would encourage you to work on that relationship. I don't know any other kind of relationship that you can have that there is between a child and their mother. That's a relationship that I wouldn't give for anything. And I'm so thankful for having that. And I want just to remind you to please give your feedback on the podcast if you're so inclined. I don't get very much feedback on the podcast or even other postings that I do, and that's all right. That's all right. I know I don't have 1,000 listeners. Maybe someday I will. If you have any comments or words to say, you know, maybe you want to give a shout out to your mother on the podcast comments or something, and that would be great. Or just some thoughts that you how you feel about your mother, and I'd love to see those and see what other people think about their mom. But thank you, and God bless.